What would you say it is?
Purple.
Okay.
Black. White. I don't know hardly what color that is. It's not tan. Gray. No, it ain't gray.
It's kind of an olive, I guess. I don't know what you call it either.
Ash gray there. Yeah. Ash green. That's got my buff in color.
Beige.
What?
Beige, I'd call it. Light brown.
That's a green, ain't it? That's a lavender, ain't
it? Yeah.
And that's a gray of some kind.
Alrighty. Now I need to just ask you one or two more questions. Tell me what you think about the death of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Well, you want my personal opinion about him? It's one he hadn't done got it before he got it. And the way I look at it, he called it non-violence march, and there wasn't a devil to get on him in march and then stir up a mess.
Tell me what you think about the Vietnam War.
Well, I don't think so much of it. Because I don't approve of a constitution was when America, you know, discovered and everything.
Mm-hmm.
To defend our own shores.
I agree 100%.
I don't know who was the president and Congress and all of them, and then that's when they got it passed through up there that sent us First World boys over young.
Well, I agree with you 100%.
They started off calling for volunteers, you know, and then they started drafting.
It's a little different when they call them volunteers, but when they start making people go...
Well, that's right.
It ain't, you know, if somebody was attacking our country, then I can see it, but they're not.
I don't believe it might be a communist or somebody that wanted... If you let them come over here and start it and see how many would volunteer and go.
Well, then everybody would, I reckon.
Yeah, that is, if they want to. But we got soldiers scattered all over the dying world. And
they're going to be scattering me next year. And
I stayed away out at Dijon, France, and Uchatel, and over next to the Switzerland border. And them dying devils, that Frenchmen would sit around and take a bottle of wine and things and sit on, and we was fighting for them.
Well, then the one fell
in that, then the second war happened just about the same thing, and
I never have understood any of them. Of course, I wasn't around when they were here, but I don't understand any of them now, I'll tell you.
And that's why I volunteered and went on, because I'm scared of a knife. And I didn't want to be drafted and put me in a infantry or something like that. But now give me a gun, I'll stand my hand within it. Pistol or a rifle, it'll make no difference. But so a little old Jew. Some folks don't like Jews. Now the Hagelins here in West Point, they got a wholesale house in the Grain, one in West Point, and man John Hagelin. That Jew in Atlanta said, come on, enlist in the bakery company with me. Well, we had four pastry bakers, sergeants, and we had something good to eat, but we cooked it, you know. Well, we wait 1 week, 18 hours, and change shifts. And just by the time you get used to catching your nap at daytime and night, well, then, you know, it messed your sleep up.
Switch you around.
So that Jew, I don't know whatever come of him, but I never did see him no more. And